It seems investigating murders in South Carolina's Lowcountry is really turning into a thing. That's why we've created another podcast focusing specifically on the murder of Stephen Smith. We, of course, have continuing coverage for you on the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. But if you want a channel exclusively dedicated to the coverage of the investigation and finding justice for Stephen Smith, be sure to search and press subscribe to The Murder of Stephen Smith. Search that wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe as we bring you daily coverage of the investigation into the murder of Stephen Smith and the quest for justice. Search The Murder of Stephen Smith wherever you get podcasts. Hope you're having a great weekend. This is our week in review, a look back at some of the most compelling stories we've covered for you in the last 7 days. Brand new episodes back Monday, right here. In 2015 and 2016, the neonatal unit at the Countess of Chester Hospital in England experienced a shocking surge in infant mortality rates.
As authorities worked to uncover the cause of the tragedy, nurse Lucy Letby came under suspicion. Arrested 3 times over a period of 2 years, Letby now stands trial, accused of 8 murders and 10 attempted murders of babies under her care.
With allegations ranging from injecting air into babies' veins to using insulin to end their lives, the case has captivated the nation and sparked a fierce debate over medical malpractice and the duty of care owed to vulnerable patients.
Hear the full story on our new podcast, Nurse of Death, available wherever you get podcasts.
Search and press subscribe so you don't miss any of the chilling details in this shocking story. Search Nurse of Death right now and press subscribe where you get podcasts.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
In the quiet, sunlit backyard of a modest home, a seemingly ordinary yellow Labrador named Bubba blissfully rolls in the grass and gleefully chews on his favorite toy. But as those who followed the chilling case of Alec Murdaugh know, there is more to Bubba's story than meets the eye. It was this lumbering, good-natured canine that helped bring the truth to light in a case that has gripped the nation's attention. Bubba, a 10-year-old Labrador and longtime member of the Murdaugh family, found himself at the center of a twisted tale of murder and deceit. When 58 seconds of cell phone video surfaced, it was Bubba's unwitting presence that placed Alec Murdaugh, a once respected attorney, at the scene of the crime just moments before his wife and son were brutally gunned down. The truth has been hiding in plain sight, and Bubba was the key that unlocked it. Now the gentle dog enjoys a new life with Blanca Simpson, a former housekeeper for the Murdaugh family and a key witness for the prosecution during the trial. Through her care, Bubba has found solace and healing, growing from a dog caught in the crossfire of a horrifying crime to a beloved and cherished companion. Simpson herself grapples with the painful memories of her friendship with the late Maggie Murdaugh and the shocking revelations about the man she thought she knew. In caring for Bubba, she finds a connection to the friend she lost and the strength to move forward. The bond between Simpson and Bubba is a testament to the resilience of the human and canine spirit. As they navigate the aftermath of the tragedy that brought them together, their shared journey of healing and redemption offers a glimmer of hope amidst the darkness. Through love and care, Bubba has found a new purpose, and in turn, has given Simpson a reason to believe in the power of redemption. In their new life together, Simpson and Bubba are forging a path towards healing and hope. As the world grapples with the dark secrets uncovered in the case of Alec Murdaugh, one cannot help but marvel at the unexpected hero who emerged from the shadows, Bubba. The once unlikely star witness now serves as a symbol of the resilience and strength found in even the darkest of times. And as he bounds through the grass, wagging his tail with joyful abandon, we're reminded that sometimes, even in the midst of tragedy, life has a way of revealing the light within the darkness.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
It is good to see Bubba has found a home. Always makes you then think, how much do these dogs know? How much do they understand what's going on? I have three of them in the studio with me right now. Some seem to be much more aware of what we're talking about than others. Only if Bubba could talk, right? That would be one hell of a witness. He's the one who would know everything. Someday, right? Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we're following for you right here. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.